listening to an audio recording of this week's Bold True Life blog, written and read by Hanat Garad. Can I trust you? Five signs to look for in your close relationships. Have you ever wondered if you can trust someone? Maybe a new person in your life? Or perhaps even somebody you've known for years? It's not always easy to tell if or when someone is safe to share certain information or experiences with. And of course, not everyone deserves access to the intimate or sensitive details of your life. This month, we've been talking all about trust here at Bold True Life. And in today's blog post, I'm sharing five signs that indicate when somebody is trustworthy. Because you don't owe anybody your trust. Trust is a privilege that's earned. And it's one of the most important factors to consider in your closest relationships. Ever heard that saying about how you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with? It's true. Our relationships have a huge influence on us, and they tend to spill over into other aspects of our life too. The toxic ones bleed negativity into it, while the healthy ones contribute to its flourishing. So how do you know if you're in a healthy relationship with someone? Or that you're developing one with a new person in your life? A healthy relationship doesn't mean that there's never conflict between two people. But it does mean that both parties can approach the conflict constructively. And this usually requires a strong foundation of trust. Because we need to feel secure to fully show up in vulnerable situations. That's why we've been focusing on this theme all month long. And it's also the reason that today's blog post is dedicated to helping you recognize the signs that you can trust somebody, since knowing what to look for will help you decide how to proceed with and strengthen your relationships. So here are five clues that indicate when a person in your life is trustworthy. Number one, you feel safe in their presence. You're intuitively comfortable around this person. And you're usually able to relax when you're with them, both physically and mentally. Your body isn't strained and your breathing comes easy. While you are conscious of how you speak to them, you're not constantly editing yourself before you say something out loud or biting your tongue. Basically, you're not walking on eggshells with them. It's okay for you to show up naturally in their presence. Number two. They respect your requests and boundaries. When you ask for something, this person listens, and they make an effort to meet your needs. It might require a few conversations and some clarification, but they're willing to try their best. Because your well-being is important to them. So they're not constantly testing your limits or making you feel guilty about a request or boundary that you've set. Even if they can't meet it perfectly, they're open and willing to have discussions about what they can do. And you're happy to do the same for them. Number three, they have other healthy relationships in their life. Observe how they treat their other loved ones. How do they interact with other people that they're close to? And do they appreciate these relationships? These details are all hints about how this person might treat you one day. So if you like what you see in their other relationships, it's a good sign. But if there's something that concerns you, it might be worth proceeding with caution. Number four, they have compassion and empathy for themselves and others. This person is aware of their emotions. They can usually recognize the moments that they get emotionally triggered, so they're able to respond mindfully in these situations. When they're feeling stressed or under pressure, they're not constantly taking it out on you. Rather, they're practicing kindness with themselves and you by sharing how they feel and maybe even how you can help. And they're supportive during those times when you're feeling stressed or under pressure. Number five, they're consistent and stick to their word. This person is usually a straight shooter, and they take their commitment seriously. So they don't beat around the bush or make promises they have no intention of keeping. When they agree to something, you can count on them to show up. And if they're not available to do something, they're honest about it up front. So they don't leave you wondering whether or not they'll be around. They mean what they say and say what they mean, and they prioritize the commitments that they make to you. When you see these five characteristics in somebody on a repeated basis, you naturally start to trust them, because their actions prove again and again that they are indeed trustworthy. But if you don't notice any of these traits in a person over time, you want to investigate a little further. Pay more attention to how they behave and make you feel during interactions. You can also ask them questions to gain a bit more clarity on their perspective. Keep listening to your instincts, though. If something doesn't feel right, explore why it doesn't. Trust is perhaps one of the most delicate aspects in a relationship. When it exists between people, it's a sacred glue for their bond. But trust can also be broken, sometimes severing a relationship beyond repair. That's why it feels so scary to put our trust in another person. It makes a big difference when you know what to look for, though, because you can recognize the people who are truly worth trusting. And you can also see when someone isn't showing up in a way that earns your trust. So take advantage of the list above. I'd also love to hear your ideas. How do you distinguish whether or not a person is trustworthy? What's one sign you usually look for? Share your thoughts in a comment below this post or an email. Peace and blessings, Hannah. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to hear more vlogs and podcasts like this one, make sure to subscribe at boldtruelife.com. You'll gain access to our free weekly content and plenty of other goodies. You can also sign up for a free coaching session with my sister or me at boldtruelife.com/services. And with that, I'll talk to you next time.